who are looking for a New Testament miracle and you've never seen one, me getting through this sermon today will be a miracle. Did any of you used to watch Iron Chef America when it was on back in the day? All right, good show, right? It was a TV show on the Food Network. It was a cooking competition. And there was a group of Iron Chefs, the best of the best, Bobby Flay, Morimoto, Michael Simon, Kat Cora, some others, all of these premier chefs competing against each other, against other chefs who want to compete against the best of the best. They would compete in Kitchen Stadium in front of an audience, in front of judges, and in front of TV cameras. And there were commentators who would narrate the whole time what was going on, speculate on what the chefs were creating, keep the TV audience informed on what was going on, what was happening. The competition was pressure-packed, not only because it was the best of the best, you're cooking and going against the best of the best, but also because there was a clock. And the clock was constantly counting down, constantly making its presence known, constantly forcing the chefs to prioritize and make quick decisions. And as the clock ticked down, the commentator, Alton Brown, would count down the last 10 seconds with it. And when the countdown ended, he always said the same exact thing. Most of you know it. Put it down and walk away. I feel like that today. I feel like I'm on the clock, and I'm at the end, and I've got to put it down and walk away. I even dreamt two nights ago that I was in a cooking competition. This is no joke. I would not make this up for sermon purposes. I dreamt two nights ago that I was in a cooking competition. And I had all the food prepared, but I did not have it plated in time. Dead serious. Today, LifePoint Church, I have to put it down and walk away. I got to say goodbye. Goodbyes are not easy. Thankfully for all of us, this goodbye is temporary. This goodbye is gospel-focused. If we really believe the words that we believe, that we read in the Bible, and not just believe that they could be true, but believe that they are true, and that they're true enough for us to build our lives around them, then we realize that us as believers, we will be together forever. And as we come to that conclusion, we're left with no choice but to do the work that God has set out for us to do. You see, our lives are a speck, a tiny speck in time. James 4 describes our lives as a mist or a fog that will disappear. James 4:13 says, "Look here, you who say, today or tomorrow, we are going to a certain town and we'll stay there for a year. We will do business there and make a profit." How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to do, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, you are boasting about your own pretentious plans, and all such boasting is evil. I love the use of the word pretentious, which is one of the best words in the English language, if you ask me. Our own pretentious plans. God's plans must be our plans. There are so many awesome things that God is already doing through the church that we're going to launch, Chosen Church. And that's truly amazing, because it's not even officially a church yet. But God is already so remarkably on the move through it. God planted this vision in me of a new church over 3.5 years ago. And since then, He's worked in my life to make this vision, His vision, a reality. And He's moved things, and He's aligned things in our lives, in my life, in the life of our family, that makes now the right time. So we read James 4:13-16, but the very next verse, the last verse of that chapter, verse 17, says, "Remember, It is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. When God moves, when God speaks, and when he supplies vision, it's then on us. When God tells us to do something and we don't, that becomes a sin of omission. Think of all the things that you felt like God has told you to do and to act on. All the Holy Spirit promptings that you've ignored. I know I've got a ton in my life. We can't be okay with this type of sin. We have to act on when God gives us words. God has given me a call. God has given me a purpose. Now I must do everything in my power to answer. God's plans must be our plans. But goodbye is not all that I want to say to you today. It's not even the main thing that I want to say to you today, believe it or not. What I really want to say is thank you. Thank you. Because you'll see as I step through this, the Chosen Church has been in the process of creation the entire time that we've been at LifePoint Church. That's because what has taken place here and what we've been had the privilege of being a part of has molded us. It's shaped us. It's refined us and defined us, prepared us, and set the course of events and emotion that will take place this year and next. How awesome is that, that God has been at work for that long? When Denise and I came to LifePoint Church, we knew right away that we had found a place that we were going to call home. There was so much energy when we came to LifePoint Church, so much desire to spread the gospel. And the thought of being a part of that from the very start, to help launch it, to help build it, was so appealing to us. Denise and I have been looking for a church, struggling to find one that fit both of us where we're at, one that would be good for us together. We were invited into the planning stages of LifePoint Church at the perfect time. It's not a coincidence that God works like that. We were hooked from the very beginning, the very first time we stepped in the building. Thank you, Ross and Laura Teason, for inviting us on the launch team. We are so much better people because you did. LifePoint Church helped give us a shared mission, a shared focus, a place to serve together, a place to bring our family and friends to share in this wonderful gift that we refer to as the gospel. I hope that in 14 years, the people that we have invited onto our new launch team will have the same appreciation that we have for you, Ross and Laura, and the rest of the founding members of LifePoint Church. I also hope that years down the line, so many other people will be able to thank you for inviting them into this, LifePoint Church. There are so many people out there looking for a church to call home, just like Denise and I were 14 plus years ago. It's on you, and it's on us to invite them in. Thank you, Jamie Johnson, our first lead pastor. You asked me to jump into leadership of this church a few months in, and here I stand 14 plus years later. So much of how you launched this church has blended in how I pastor and how I lead. Thank you so much for your friendship and your leadership. You and Crystal are amazing people. Launching LifePoint Church would not have been possible without you, and in turn, the launch of Chosen Church would not be possible without you. Isn't it awesome how God works like that? There are so many people who, like me all those years ago, just needed an opportunity. Someone to ask them to lead. Someone to invest time in them. Someone to disciple them. That mission is now on you to find those people and get them into leadership. There are so many Daniel Hendersons waiting to be asked, waiting to be mentored. Thank you for allowing me to lead your small groups, LifePoint Church. Some of our greatest memories here took place in the setting of a small group. We made so many friends, we were able to encourage so many people, and we were encouraged by so many. We grew together, we served together, we had a ton of fun together, we did life together. That's what it's all about. It's what LifePoint Church is all about. Small groups were so pivotal to us here. And the format of leading a group gave me the personal confidence that I could lead on a larger level. during our last small group meeting on Wednesday night, I encouraged our group, don't let this fall apart just because we're leaving. It's time for someone else to step up and lead this group. It's time to invite some new people into this group, form a new group, replace us, keep going, and keep growing together. Now I want to challenge all of you, every single adult in this room, get in a small group. Every adult here needs to be in a small group. Something happens when you get out of sitting in these rows and you sit in a circle. There's a unity that comes with that, a unity that can't come anywhere else, and that unity leads to growth together. So in a church format like LifePoint Church, one that we're accustomed to here, where we meet in a large building in a group of large people, you have to break it down smaller to really grow. Your faith depends on the connection with a smaller group of people. Somebody or a couple of somebodies needs to step up and lead this group system and get people into groups. So who will that be? Who is God moving on? Make it part of what LifePoint Church is all about. Make small groups part of the DNA here. Thank you for allowing me to lead your kids ministry. The opportunity to lead the kids ministry here came out of nowhere, but God used it in such huge ways. LifePoint Church kid volunteers are such amazing servants. It was such an honor to serve with every single one of you. There's several of you in this room today. Thank you all so much for serving. You are amazing, amazing people. Together we were able to disciple kids, pray together, worship together, play, party, have fun. And when COVID's over and the kids ministry gets up and running again, who's going to step up and continue that? Who's going to invest in the next generation, not just the next generation, but the next generation of leaders in the church, in LifePoint Church? It would not surprise me one bit if the future lead pastor of LifePoint Church has been part of our kids ministry. How cool would that be if we got to disciple the future lead pastor of LifePoint Church? When you invest your time in serving in the kids ministry, you're investing in the future health of the church, which is Jesus' body here on earth. What's more important than that? How can you spend your time more importantly than that? I encourage you to make that commitment today. Everybody can and everybody should do something to serve in the kids ministry. The church, of the health of LifePoint Church depends on that. The health of every church depends on that. I will carry so many experiences, so many lessons learned in the LifePoint Kids Ministry into our leadership of Chosen Church. It has been an honor to serve you in the Kids Ministry. Thank you, Andy and Jen. You've supported our family through some of the most horrible times that anybody could imagine, some of the most volatile times. You've always encouraged us, always been a sounding board when we need to vent or just when we need advice. Your experience in trauma care, treatment facilities, foster care has been huge to us. Absolutely huge. Andy, this has been a crazy roller coaster ride that we've been on for the last 6 years. I don't need to tell you that. I can't thank you enough. Whoever your next assistant pastor is will be better off for getting to work with you. And I'm a better person for getting to work with you. I encourage you all to support Andy and Jen and the Driscoll family as much as they've supported the Hendersons. Pray for their family. Encourage them. Love them. Give them the support they've given us. I encourage you to make that commitment today. We will carry with us the support and encouragement that you've given our family. We cannot thank you enough. Thank you doesn't cover it. What will LifePoint Church look like at the end of the COVID era, if there is an end, right? Only you can answer that question. Only the people in this room, the people online, the people who call LifePoint Church home can answer, what is it going to look like? You all have the opportunity to make this the most united, the most loving, the most glorifying, the most peaceful church in the city of Louisville. What will LifePoint Church look like years from now? Now, I know that many of you are sad that the Hendersons are leaving today. Trust me, we're sad too. I did not expect this. The easiest, most comfortable thing for us to do would be to stay here and ignore the call that God has placed on our life. But do you want to know the number one way that you can honor us as a family as we exit this place? The number one way you can honor us is to lead this church better than we helped lead it. Serve here, help this church fulfill its potential, help it fulfill its mission, the Great Commission. Love in ways that are only Jesus inspired. Unify in ways that the church has never seen. Make this community know that what goes on here is different in a way that only John 13 can describe. LifePoint Church has never had an issue getting people in the front door. We've been great at that. The front door has always been wide open to come in as you are, where you are, come into a place that's comfortable, non-judgmental, while you explore what this gift of the gospel is all about. But we have inadvertently left the back door open as well. Who's going to step up and say, we're going to get these new people connected in our church and we're going to do it now? We're going to get new people connected with a sense of urgency. It's not a program that can fix that. It's only the Spirit. Will you let the Spirit lead you and guide you as you welcome new people into unity and connection in this church? Nothing would make me happier than that. Nothing would make Denise happier than that. The last 14 years of our lives have in many ways revolved around LifePoint Church. And we wouldn't have it any other way. Denise and I have loved being part of this church. Our spiritual lives and our social lives in large parts have revolved around it. We love working together. We love serving together. Shared goals, shared focus, and a common mission. That has been such a healthy part of our marriage. Denise, I cannot thank you enough for the work that you've done behind the scenes here at LifePoint Church. With no expectation of recognition, no ego involved, just serving because things need to be done, serving because it's the right thing to do. You're such a great example. LifePoint Church will miss you. LifePoint Church is going to miss your service in a big way. So you see, as I talk here, though the next ministry that we lead will not be named LifePoint Church, the intangibles that make LifePoint what it is will run all throughout Chosen Church. The people who have supported us, the people who have encouraged us, mentored us here, will be part of us moving forward. We carry those things. We carry the lessons. We carry the experiences. We carry each and every one of you in our hearts and in our minds as we go. It's hard to believe that in just minutes from now, I will walk away from my last sermon as a staff member of LifePoint Church. I will have to put it down and walk away. It's time to do so. From the building on Taylorsville Road that had the drop ceiling that looked like it could fall in at us at any moment, to the movie theater on Hurstbourne, where some of the finest servants that I've ever seen invested so much time setting up, tearing down church services every single Sunday, scrambling to get out of there before the movie started, to the building on Old Henry Road, to the Preston Movie Theater, where we took our kids to a LifePoint Church service for the very first time, to the building on Newburgh Road that allowed us all to regroup, refocus, and heal, which is exactly what we needed at that time as a group, to this building right here on Bardstown Road, where LifePoint Church came full circle, and this stage today, where I stand and say goodbye and thank you. We carry it all. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all you have meant to us. As my last official act as your assistant pastor, I want to encourage you to do three things. Number one, put your faith into action. The book of James calls us to do so, obviously. Andy and I had a great time preaching through that book. It was awesome. It was one of my best memories here. One of my other favorite sermons I've preached here was on Noah, Genesis 6, and how he followed God and the crazy instructions that God gave him to do so. His crazy acts of faith. Put your faith into action, as so many of you do, and I know you will continue to. Number two, glorify God in all you do. You probably heard me say that a million times. I know our kids' ministry, people in our kids' ministry have. But it's revolutionary because we have been given our purpose and we have been given our clarity, our mission is to glorify God. For so long in my life, I wandered, searching for purpose, searching for what his meaning in my life is. And it was there the whole time to glorify God. How awesome is it that we no longer have to search for meaning and for purpose? Number three, continue to love, support, and encourage. Encourage your next assistant pastor and their family as much as you've encouraged and supported us and me. It will be so honoring to me if you do that. Love each other in ways that will ignite this community into revival like we've never seen. The New Testament gives us instructions on how to do that. And I know that that is possible here at LifePoint Church. A lot of it's already taking place. Continue to love, support, and encourage each other. I know no other way to end this than going to the passage of Scripture that I prayed over you and prayed over your kids dozens and dozens of times, one that's so powerful, one that is still so relevant, a prayer for spiritual growth that could lead LifePoint Church into its greatest days, one that perfectly sums up how I feel toward God for giving me the privilege to serve here, to lead here, and to grow here. You want to read along with me? We're going to be in Ephesians 3, starting with the 14th verse. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through the Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you, LifePoint Church, experience the love of Jesus Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church, LifePoint Church, and in Christ Jesus, through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Please pray with me. Lord, what a journey this has been for my family, for me. When you placed us at LifePoint Church all those years ago, thank you so much. It's been awesome. And at times it hasn't been awesome, but you have refined us through that, through the struggles, just like the book of James says, being made perfect and complete through the struggles. Thank you so much. I want to thank you that LifePoint Church's best days are ahead. I firmly believe that, everything that I have in me, that LifePoint Church will move forward and reach more people for you and fulfill the Great Commission. Lord, I pray honor and blessings on the people that serve here to make that happen every single day. Lord, I have full confidence that you will repair anything that I have done wrong here in leading. How awesome is that, that we can make mistakes and we can do things wrong and you can supernaturally repair them. It's amazing. I have confidence that you will do so. I have confidence that you will make the seeds grow that were planted here, particularly in our kids' ministry, world changers. I see a group of world changers in the group that we were so fortunate to lead. Thank you for the opportunity to do so. The honor and privilege of a ministry lifetime. Thank you for giving a safe and comfortable place to bring our kids who needed that so much in their lives. They have professed your name in this building, through this church, and have been baptized into your family. I pray that they will continue that walk with you. I pray that, your mission becomes their mission. I'm so thankful for that, Lord. It's hard to say anything but thank you. Thank you, Lord. If you have not accepted Jesus into your life, you need to do so. Today, you need to accept the gospel and commit your life to Him. Commit to letting Jesus live through you, in you, His Holy Spirit living in you. LifePoint Church is the perfect place to do that. With a focus on the Great Commission. Lord, I love you. Thank you. Whatever you got planned for us next, I pray that your voice continues to lead all these people in this room that mean so much to us, all these people watching online that mean so much to us. I pray that you will pour out favor and blessings on their lives for doing so for us. What an amazing, amazing time we've had here at LifePoint Church. But it's only been amazing because of you, and because of why we gather. And we thank you for mission. We thank you for purpose. We thank you for all of it. Lord, may LifePoint Church glorify you in everything it does, every single day it exists. I love you, Lord, and I thank you for the opportunity. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
All right, thank you all so much for being here with us once again for LifePoint Online. If this is your first time here with us, thank you all so much for being here and hanging out with us and checking out LifePoint Church. If you'd like more information or if you have any questions, you can either drop a comment below or you can visit us on our website or any of our social media platforms. And if you have questions, just go ahead and ask, and someone from our team will get back with you as soon as we possibly can. Also, if you want to continue to worship with your tithes and your offerings, or if you just simply want to give to LifePoint Church, you could head over to our website. It's lpc502.com. In the top right-hand corner is an online giving button. If you click it, it takes you to a safe and secure place where you can give. You can also begin to text to give by texting the amount that you want to give to the number 8-4-3-2-1. But however you choose to give, we're just so thankful and humbled by the fact that you're on mission and that you're giving back just a portion of what it is that God has blessed you with. Again, thank you all so much for being here with us today. We hope that you'll join us in connecting and doing life online throughout the week. And until next Sunday, we'll see you later. Have a great one.